Whoa. Easy now. You're all right. Whatever happened, it's over. Take your hands away from your throat. Come on now. Give us your hands. See? No blood. No wounds. You're done. It's over. Do you not know where you are? You're not new at this, are you? No. You poor fuck. Did no one explain it to you? Oh my God. I hate to tell you this, but you've died. You're in limbo. I'm sorry. This is fucked. Someone should have told you what was coming. Did your company just put a Feyrort weapon in your hand and shove you out the fucking door? Yeah. Your weapon, dear. You know what this is, don't you? What it's for? Don't answer. I can tell by your face you don't have a bloody clue what I'm on about. I feel like I'm going out of my mind. No, it's not you. None of this is your fault. It's just, this has never happened to me before. I'm fucking flabbergasted that you're even here. Normal citizens do not belong in limbo. People like you are not sent here, and yet here you are, staring at me like I'm speaking in tongues. Listen, I know this is a lot to take in, but I need you to fill me in on what happened to you. I'll explain everything else after. Yeah. That might be the worst thing I've ever heard. I'm sorry about your village. Your family. Given the circumstances, you did the best you could. Of course. Come here. Folk like you aren't supposed to know hurt like this. You're supposed to live your lives without fear of some fucking priest opening a hell mouth in the village square. I know. It's unspeakable. I'm sorry. Nah. Go on. Get it out. Cry all you need. I couldn't tell you if anyone survived. I can't see past the fog that binds me here. It's possible that a few got away, but I know what crawls out of Hellmouth. It's a wonder you got a quick death. I'm so sorry. Let me tell you what I know. First, you fought well. Don't let yourself think otherwise. Don't matter that you died, or that you didn't know what you were doing. You took one look at Hell's worst monsters, and you fought. That took guts. And that staff you grabbed wasn't your grand's walking stick. It's a Feyrort weapon. From the look of it, I'd say it channels elemental magic. When I saw you arrive with it, I thought you were a mage fresh from some skirmish. Sometimes it can take us a few seconds to realize what happened. Now I learn You're a bloody rug maker. She's never fought a day in their life. Tell me something. When you took the staff off the wall, did you feel a shock go up your arm? No. It's all right if you can't remember. I couldn't remember much of my first fight either, and I had time to prepare. I'd say your Gran's weapon acknowledged you. It'd explain why you're here instead of the real afterlife. What a mess. No, it's not supposed to go this way. There are rituals, oaths, whole ceremonies that take days. People train for years to get their hands on a Feyrord weapon. You don't find them just anywhere. No one's allowed to touch one who doesn't know exactly what they're getting into. Your Grand Staff should have been sent back to us after her death. But I'm guessing your Da kept it, thinking it was just her pretty walking stick, yeah? Hung it over your fireplace to remember her by and never had a clue what it was. It's no surprise your Gran kept it a secret. I can't imagine she'd wish this on you. I think I can piece together what happened. Wouldn't be the first time a wielder tried to abandon their purpose and carve out a peaceful life for themselves instead. She probably had to resist her weapon's call till the day she died. The second you touched her staff, it knew you needed it. That's all it takes to wake one up. You carry its purpose now. From now on, you'll fight, you'll die, and you'll end up here. And I'll send you back out to fight again. Don't matter whether or not you want to fight, pet. You carry a demon-slaying weapon. It's bound to you, body and soul. It will grant you life and strength and abilities beyond anything you could imagine. And your battles will never end. Unless you end up like me. And trust me, you better pray you don't. This place is your only sanctuary. Time is frozen here, so you can recover for as long as it takes. And when I send you back, you'll appear in the thick of battle again. Don't go thinking you can just stay here, though. Many have tried. They all answer their weapon's call in the end. What about me? I have no life outside of this. I may as well not exist until you come back. For me, it feels like only a breath or two has passed. And there you are again, bloody and broken. But I'll always be here. You'll never have to bear it alone. And hey, your limbo is only grey fog like this because you haven't told it what to be yet. You can make it whatever you like. Yeah. Mine was a tavern. My guardian liked downing pints while he gave advice. Or, more accurately, he'd ride my ass about whatever stupid thing I did to get myself killed yet a fucking again. Sometimes we'd train together. Mostly we just talked. It helped having someone around who'd been through it. He even... Enough about him. My point is, I'll help you in any way I can. Yeah, I can make myself scarce if you need some time alone to let all this sink in. Just call if you need anything. Apologies. I never told you my name, did I? It's Adrian. And you're... A sweet name, that. doesn't suit this life at all. You blotted out the moon and stars. Interesting choice. Nah, I get it. If my Da were around to tell me stories about the shapes the stars made, I wouldn't want to look at them either. Just put them back when you're ready. I tell you true, though. One day, looking at them won't hurt. I wish I could tell you why your priest did it. Priests are privy to knowledge most folks don't have. And while a lot of them will tell you they use it for good, in my experience that just makes them all the easier to tempt. There are plenty of things that turn a holy man crooked. Could be he damned himself and wanted to make an exchange to save his soul. Well, sometimes you get some nutter who wants to test his flock's faith with a real calamity. Most times, though, it's just greed. Plain and simple. Demons make it easy. What you gotta do is serve someone up to them on a platter, and you get endless wealth, sex, secret knowledge, godhood. He must have wanted something big if he was willing to sacrifice the entire bloody village. Sorry, Pat. I don't mean to sound callous. You see shit like this for long enough, you forget how brutal it is the first time. Whatever the reason, you can rest assured your priest is screaming for it now. I never heard of a demon who wasn't right there, clamoring for the soul they owed the second the greedy idiot's corpse was cold. Hey, you don't gotta know what to do next yet. Your weapon understands you're not ready. You suffered unimaginable loss today. It's not going to start screaming at you to get out there and fight while you're torn up like this, I promise. What? No. Believe me, dear. I've been doing this for longer than you've been alive. No one begins this life having failed before they began. Not even the rare ones who get thrown into it arse over tea kettle like you. Nah. Your situation is a little unusual, but I wouldn't call it impossible. So you're inexperienced. No shame in that. You won't go back out there unprepared. You have my word. But before you worry about that, you gotta lick your wounds first. Oh, I'm the same way. When something fucked up happens, being idle and wrestling with my own thoughts is the last thing I want. But this ain't sitting around doing nothing. Everyone has to do this eventually. You needn't worry about bothering me. I've seen and heard things you wouldn't believe. I've held battle-seasoned warriors while they wept for their lost children. I've been a bloody punching bag for wielders who were driven half-mad by their weapons. In the end, they all had the same problem. They needed company, and they needed a rest. And so do you. You can talk about what happened today, or we can talk about anything but that. If you'd rather. Whatever helps. I can even tell you about your gran sometime if you like. I actually served with her for a time. Always wondered where she went. Later, I'll tell you everything I know about hunting demons. And I'll teach you better ways to use that staff than smacking an imp upside the head with it. Of course I know how to use it. I prefer an axe myself, but I wouldn't be much of a guardian if I couldn't spar with you. But right now, You have hurt and rage in you that runs deeper than this ocean you made. You gotta let it out before anything else can happen. Well, if you're looking for suggestions on how to start, you don't gotta rot on a starless beach like this, you know. This place ain't for punishing yourself. You're allowed to be comfortable. Fix yourself up. Rest. Heal. There you go, Pet. That's a good start. You weren't asleep long. A couple of hours, maybe. Kind of hard to tell with no moon in the sky. But, ain't like time counts for much in a place like this, anyway. Now, you can keep that cape a bit longer if you want. It's nice to see someone getting some use out of it. No need to thank me, dear. I couldn't let you keep shivering like that. Besides, it's been nice to sit and listen to the waves for a bit. I don't get many opportunities to let my thoughts wander. Nah. It's like I said before. Existence in here feels all choppy on my end of things. I watch you leave, and between one blink and the next, you're back again. I don't remember the last time I was able to just sit next to a fire for a long stretch of time. I missed it. And I never saw the sea myself while I was alive. My God. The sound of it. So, no. I don't mind that you took yourself a little nap. Surprised you didn't sleep longer, to be honest. Dying takes a lot out of you. I'm not surprised you didn't dream anything. I'm just glad you got some real rest. Nightmares will come later. They're a bitch and a half to deal with, but you'll figure out what works. Don't worry. Oh, they were pure hell for me at first. Took years to get used to them, and they never entirely went away. But one night, I can't say why, I woke up from dreaming of the same battlefield with the same horrible screams and the same monsters running amok, and I thought, fuck me, this shite again. Can't I come up with anything new? Wine and big heavy meals helped. And bedmates. There's nothing like a good hearty fuck to remind yourself you're still breathing. Sometimes it just helps to have someone else there, you know. No screwing necessary. I bunked down with plenty of mates in my company who had the same problem I did. Work to treat. You sleep easier knowing there's someone next to you with a big fuck-off sword who knows how to use it. I knew one poor bloke who slept rough for so long he couldn't doze off without hearing his horse breathing nearby. Swore up and down he didn't mind sleeping in the stables, though. Honestly, I can see the sense in it. His stallion were a bloody monster. Just massive. With eyes like burning coals and teeth that could take off your hand. I'd probably sleep better knowing that thing would bite or kick anything that came at me in the night. Oh, no. I don't really dream these days, no. But that's only because I don't sleep, either. I don't need it. Same goes for eating or drinking. Sure, I wouldn't mind a good ale and a venison pie, but I'm in no danger of starving. Truth be told, I barely remember what food's even like. No. Limbo don't work that way, Pat. This is a place for you, not for me. I'm just as much an implement to be used as anything else you'll find here. It means I can't change anything about this place, even when you're not present. There's no place for luxuries or relaxation for someone like me. This job ain't a reward, you know. It's penance. Although, you occasionally get some fanatics who actually volunteer to do this after they die for real. Mostly bloody paladins. Meh. Don't matter why I ended up here. I don't resent the work. I'm just saying I can't be sitting naked in a hot spring when you show up fresh off the battlefield. It wouldn't be proper. It ain't nonsense, Pet. It's just how things are. Well, sure, I miss things, but... No. It's a sweet thought, and I thank you kindly. But you don't have to go and make things for me. Ah, hell, well... If that's how you want to put your mind off your grief, then... Fine, I'll tell you what I miss. There used to be this inn I liked. The Three Moons, it was called. You ever heard of it? It was in a town called Scorchwood. No shit. It's still standing. Huh. Do they still make those little fish cakes? Fuck me, those and some fried parsnips. They went perfect with a cold beer. I'd slap an archdemon to get my hands on a basket of those again. Fuck, it's like I never left. Even remembered that pot of forever stew they got bubbling away. Alan used to brag he kept that thing going for nigh on 30 years. Probably one of his sprats tends it now. Maybe they actually give it some bloody seasoning like he never did. Oi, just what I ordered. Oh. Oh. Mmm. Gods, when was the last time I tasted salt and vinegar? Oh, no one's ever done this for me, you know. Feels almost blasphemous. Thank you. Hey, you want to see how many beers we can put away? Oh, now you've gone and done it. I never could resist a challenge like that. So, I don't speak a word of Infernal, but we literally can't. It scalds your fucking tongue. But Lorenzo, oh, that poor brave fuck. He looks that devil bitch right in the eye, smoke pouring from his lips. And I couldn't tell you exactly what he was screaming, oh, but he told me later it translated roughly to "Then I'll die a virgin. I wouldn't fuck you with Beelzebub's tiny buzzing dick." And I shit you not, he made that succubus blush. So, all of us in the Hellhounds. That were our order, the Hellhounds. We pulled together some coin and bought the lad a fancy night at the bathhouse. We figured he earned it after all that. His mouth healed up just fine. He had to gargle this foul concoction for a fortnight or so. Made his breath smell exactly like sugar plums, or the strangest thing, But it goes to show, not everybody takes natural to demon hunting. A lot of us have to work at it. Lorenzo was the youngest of us, barely a man grown, but we were patient with him, and he listened well. Oh, he was starstruck with a lot of us, he was. He wouldn't leave off hating himself for having nerves during skirmishes. One day, I set him down and I told him, don't paint the rest of us as gods or nothing. We're all fucking terrified out there. Nothing but men and women trying to live to see the next day. I could tell he didn't believe me. He learned eventually, though. Healthy bit of fear is a useful thing. Keeps your reflexes sharp. But you can't let it carry you away. I hunted Hell's Creatures for almost 10 years. And every time we got swept up in a battle, it was the same thing. A blur of blood and pain and me screaming in my own head, I can't do this. I can't do this again. Forget what they told you about bravery and valor and all that shit. Real metal is listening to that voice telling you that you're going to die and driving yourself forward anyway, because it's all you can do. Sorry, Pet. You said you wanted distractions tonight, and all I'm doing is telling you horror stories. I used to gripe at my guardian for doing the same thing. Can't you bloody talk about anything else besides killing things? It's this place. It's almost like being under a spell. It's hard to think about anything other than the cause. You're making it easier for me to let go, though. You know, sitting on your beach, with you sleeping near me and the fire crackling. I forgot what that kind of peace even felt like. And just talking with you like this, telling you stories. It's nice. I never met anyone like you. I hate that you were thrown into all this. If I dwell on the horrors, it's because I want to make sure you're ready when it's time to go back, but pain and horror ain't all this path has to offer, I promise. You're going to save lives, and that, in turn, will save you. You'll travel far and wide, meet all sorts of people, hear unforgettable stories, and in time, you'll probably star in a couple of them yourself. And I'll tell you true. I'm looking forward to you telling them to me. What's our score? 7 pints to 9, I reckon. No, I'm calling it there. You win. What do you want for your prize, then? Nah, you wouldn't be the first to ask that of me. I always tell them no. There's a million reasons not to, but... fuck, I want this too. I want you so much. Hey, I know. It's all right. I've got you. I'll be whatever you need. I want to give you that. Let's go upstairs. Mm-hmm.